is André Almeida, and I'm based in Brazil. And I'm a kernel engineer at Colabra, an open source consultancy. So today I want to share some tips and tricks from my kernel development workflow that I have in Arch Linux. And this is an overview of the things I'm going to show here. It's kind of a tutorial. And first of all, I use Arch Linux for both professional and personal use. For professional use, I found very handy to have a lot of very up-to-date packages. And as part of Arch philosophy, they are very close to mainline, so maintainers rarely apply patches to each. And for instance, if I want to boot a custom kernel, I don't need to change anything in the user space. Everything will be ready to run my custom kernel from mainline. And also, in this tutorial, I'll be showing how to use a virtual machine, because booting your own custom kernel requires some time, and it's very painful to reboot your machine just to check if your print is working. And so, also, I found very useful to have a different root FS, so I can do some experimental changes on all the stack, and I do not risk breaking my system. But if you want to use the same rootfs of your installation on your testing, I recommend you checking the tool called Virtme, that is a wrapper around Kimu. And one more thing that I found very useful for Arch Linux is the keep it simple philosophy. And on my workflow, I try to apply this principle as well. So for my workflow, I just need two additional tools. That is the Arch install scripts that will provide the same scripts that you use on an installation disk to install a new Arch Linux, and Kimu that will provide the virtualization. And first of all, we need somewhere to store our rootfs, and for this I create a file of 5 gigs. I use Stonecrate, because in that way I can have a spare file that will grow as need. It won't be using 5 gigs from storage. After that, I format this file to have the x64 file system. And then I just mount this file in a directory. After that, we can use the Packstrap, that is the same software, the same script that we use in an Arch Linux installation, to create the all directories and install some basic software there. If your system is up to date, you can use the flag -c. So instead of downloading the package all again, you just use the cache from the whole system. And after that, your rootfs is complete in less than 2 minutes. Also, this is useful, it may be useful as well to install an editor like Vim or and the DHCP client as well. And using Packstrap and the cache flag, you won't need to download anything from the internet. So it's a very easy and fast setup. And since the rootfs is mounted, we can easily copy our SSH key there. And also we can use chroot to change the root password. And if you are always going to log in as root, you can use you can change the systemd configuration, so you can always auto-log in the root user. Those steps will help us in the future to make the use of the virtual machine easier. And now, for using Kimu, these are the flags that I use. The first flag is HDA, that is to sign to tell Kimu where is my disk. And then I use the kernel flag to specify the path of my compiled kernel. In this talk, I'm not covering how to compile your own custom kernel, but if you want, you can also use this flag with your current installed kernel of your system that is probably located on somewhere in boot, the boot directory. And also I use the append flag to use some kernel parameters. For instance, the root parameter tells the kernel where it can find the root in which disk is the rootfs. So here is the first disk, the SDA. We send also the parameter read write because we want to change the rootfs. And with console ttiso, you can tell to the kernel on where it should display the output and the shell when it boots. Some useful flags as well is the flag m, so you can specify how much memory do you want to give to your guest. Enable KVM will make a huge difference on your performance, and remember to enable virtualization on your BIOS menu on your motherboard. And also, I like to use with a flag no graphic, so KIMU will just run as a console application like Vim. And also use SMB, you can specify how many cores do you want to give to your guests. If you want to use networking inside your machine, for instance, if you want to use Git clone or use Pacman to get a new software, you can easily enable it by just starting the DHCP client that you installed earlier. Here, I'm using the DHCP CD for that. So, copying and pasting files isn't a very efficient way to share some files with the guest. So what I do is I create a shared folder. In order to do that, you need to be sure that your kernel has some modules enabled, like mainly models that are related to the 9MP sharing protocol. And after that, in the KIMU flags, I will add two devices, a file system device and then a virtualio 9MP device. So you use this flag to choose which directory you want to share. In this example, I'm sharing a directory named files inside my home directory of the user. And the name of the virtual device will be shared folder. And then inside the guest fs tab file, you just need to add this line for the shared folder device and specifying where do you want the mount point to be inside your guest. During your testing, you may be required to use some graphical applications. And I know two ways of doing that. My favorite one is the first I'm going to show, that is the SSH forge, but you can also use the KIMU display. So in order to use the SSH forge, first you need to install the OpenSSD server on your guest and initiate the daemon. You can find it on the OpenSSH package. And then you change some configuration on the SSH configuration file. Namely, you permit the root login and also you say yes for X11 forwarding. For the KIMU flags, you need to create a basic network card. And here we forward the port, you need to forward some ports. So you don't mess with the host ports. Here I am forwarding the port 1337 to the port 22. So basically is that this is the setup. And then if you run ssh-x root at localhost, and then you specify your port, and just by doing that on your guest machine, you will be able to run graphical applications. Here's an example. On the left side, I have my host, the guest machine. And then on the right side, I will use SSH. And then after doing that, I can open the XLock graphical application. And now if you want a more complete graphical solution, you can run a whole compositor inside your virtual machine. For that, the first thing you do is to remove the no graphic update option on CamelFlex. And then after that, you need to install some kind of compositor. Here I'm using Weston because it's very lightweight. So I install the package of Xwayland and Weston. And then after that, you need to configure your Weston to run on Xwayland. And so you need to create this file on your home folder and say xlet xwayland equals true. Then you just run Weston on the command line and the Weston environment will appear. You can use your mouse to open the terminal, and inside there you can call the graphic application that you want. When you are done, you just type you just hold Ctrl Alt and backspace and Weston will close. And this is a very basic setup using Kimo Display. Here you won't have support for clipboard, for sharing the same clipboard, or multi-monitor support. If you want to do that, I recommend you to use the Virk Manager, that is a front-end for Kimo with LibVirch. And then you can have a very nice graphical experience. Okay, and that's it. This is how I spawn new virtual machines if I need to do some testing, and also sharing files with my virtual machine, run graphical applications, and as you can see, it requires almost no new program. Everything is command line application, so it's very easy to create some bash scripts. Here is the link for a Git repository where I store my scripts, and also here's a link of a blog post at the Collabora website where you can find a more detailed explanation of my talk. And thanks for watching, and now I would like to hear if you also have some tips of kernel development workflow. Thank you.